Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Tomorrow is the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw as we lead into the SummerSlam pay-per-view. We can talk about that. On Friday, we noted that Stephen Amell had an accident as he was training. He was doing some cleans or something. Something involved pulling the bar up towards his chin, like an upright row or a clean or whatever. And he cracked the bar on his jaw, bit his tongue, and cracked his jaw, apparently. He is back training again, so it looks like the match is still on at SummerSlam. The mixed tag match, Cody Rhodes and Wade Barrett against the Red Arrow and the Green Arrow. Of course, Brock Lesnar and Undertaker is the main event of the show. We could talk all about that. And last night, it was the finals of the G1 tournament. Nakamura and Tanahashi, they had one of the great matches of this or any recent year. A tremendous match they had last night in the finals. We'll talk to Mike Sempervivi about that. I watched the entire show. So if you want to talk about the G1 tournament, apparently there were some great matches earlier this weekend as well, involving AJ Styles, among others. So if you saw any of those and want to give any suggestions for what people should watch, you can call in today and do so. Of course, New Japan World is the New Japan version of the WWE Network. It is 999 yen per month, which comes out to about $8.30. So if you signed up 1 month ago for $8.30, you got access to the entire G1 tournament, which is an amazing bargain. We're going to be joined by Mike. We'll talk about that. Start taking phone calls a little bit later on. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then, Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now, sink into that rich upholstery. Mmm, luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. 2 hours here today on Sunday. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The G1 SummerSlam will be taking your phone calls a little bit later on, so stand by. Everybody listening live, don't forget, the show does replay on your way to work every Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. I guess probably not on your way to work if you're on the East Coast, but that's the replay time every Monday, so check it out, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. Mike, the G1 aired very late last night. Have you watched it yet?
I've watched most of it. I think I've watched what really matters, which is that main event.
Did you see the lovely lass that came out with, what's his name?
Yujiro Takahashi?
Yujiro Takahashi, yeah.
Yes.
Miao Chan was her name. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the, that was Miao Chan. It doesn't really matter. He's got a cavalcade of women that he trades. Miao Chow.
Got it?
God.
I waited all day for that one. So laugh, damn it.
He's got a cavalcade of women that
not
that
like this one.
About. I know, and
not
he
like
introduced
this one.
A new one into the mix who was not going to be shown up by Miss Maria Kanellis being there. She was going to go full bore and get in her full gear. I guess I will, as we are talking about the G1, I will try to tweet out some pictures that will give people some idea of this young lady's skill set.
Please do. It was actually ironically hilarious that she was dressed as a cat, yet could not get up and down the stairs without great assistance.
The outfit was very tight. I guess I don't know.
Is it wrong that that's the second most important thing on the entire tournament to me? Maybe the first.
No, not at all. Hey, look, it's what's making Yujiro relevant after he had a disastrous G1 a couple years ago where that was his big coming out party. It was going to be, you know, sink or swim. Would he be able to take off with his last year with his new heel persona? And he won the NEVER title from Ishii, and it was like, okay, here we go. Where are we going to be at with Yujiro? And then he almost killed Ishii in the G1. He had bad match after bad match. And he is now relegated to basically being the third match comedy guy. But the wound of having that happened is kind of soothed over a little bit. Because I guess if you're going to be stuck with a mid-card comedy gimmick, it may as well be more like a Val Venus than a Sparky Plug.
Now, how did he almost kill Yujiro? I didn't hear this story.
Well, no, he almost killed Ishii. The thing about Ishii is when he is...
Everybody almost kills Ishii.
Well, that's the thing.
But he doesn't?
He kills himself. So it's really bad when you have Yujiro dropping him and being all sloppy and everything, and he actually gets hurt, and you're like, oh, my God. You know, it's one thing when Ishii kills himself or kills in an epic type of encounter, much like he had with Michael Elgin yesterday. But it's another thing when you're actually worried about him getting hurt because of somebody else's sloppiness and not his own insanity. And Yujiro did that, as well as, again, having bad match after bad match. That was the thing with the G1 this year that a lot of people were wondering about when it came to Michael Elgin coming over from ROH. No matter what you think about Michael Elgin, this was going to be a massive test, and there were a lot of people that did not believe he was anywhere near up to the test of going out there night after night and squaring off with these guys. He ended up being the perfect man for the job and did one hell of a job. And unlike Yujiro last year in the G1, his stock is now, his spot in New Japan, at least in the immediate future, is absolutely concrete right now, because match after match, night after night, he held up his end of the deal and excelled. And that's what the G1 can do for you.
See, I don't think people gave Michael Elgin enough credit, because, yes, Michael Elgin is he's a little nuts, but he's had some really, really good matches here in the U.S. and in Ring of Honor over the last couple of years now. He's a big, strong, powerful American, and I'm not surprised that he got over. I mean, I didn't expect him to go over there and work matches like Tanahashi or Nakamura. But as far as like going over there and then having good matches and showcasing his power and such, I'm not surprised at all that he was impressing people over there.
Well, that's what, coming in, I had some reservations about him. I was not as hateful as some people, Adam Summers, who tweeted out his apology, you know, earlier on today. But, you know, Michael Elgin's a very polarizing figure. You either like him and you like what he does and you appreciate the athleticism and you know how strong he is and you appreciate what he's trying to do and trying to be, or you just think he's a black hole of charisma. You don't like him. You look at, you know, the Strongs and the Lethals and the Briscoes and everybody else in ROH and you wonder the Adam Coles, and you look at Elgin and you go, eh. And there are a lot of people that came in, they just don't like Michael Elgin. And whether you, But regardless, whether you believe this is either a redemption story or a verification of what Michael Elgin is, the bottom line is, you know, he excelled and his stock has gone up. You know, again, ROH, he's been treading water a lot, you know, for the most part. This is something that at least has, I would believe, or should have at least revitalized him in a lot of people's minds. And I think there's a lot of people that they may be doing it begrudgingly, but you have got to give him the credit he deserves for going out there. And look, maybe he doesn't translate here compared to a lot of other guys. I personally don't believe he does. As far as his charisma goes and things like that, I won't have anything against him. I just, there are a ton of guys that I prefer watching more.
Yeah, but listen.
Hold on. But in the... Look, Scott Norton was not a star here. He was a star in Japan.
Exactly.
There's lots of guys who can be stars, you know, that are not going to be. Again, I put more emphasis on a little bit more on entertainment and colorfulness and things like that. So, yeah, I'll take Jay Lethal or I'll take Adam Cole over Michael Elgin. That's not a knock or an insult against Michael Elgin. It's my personal preference.
But
watching him in Japan, like, I didn't want to watch Scott Norton on Nitro, but I liked seeing Scott Norton wrestle in New Japan.
All right, let me get a word in here.
Go ahead.
It's not even about personal taste. My whole point was, and this also played out elsewhere on the show last night, in the Young Bucks match actually. As you noted, Scott Norton was a way bigger star in Japan than he was in America. Big, strong, powerful guy. Tensai was a way bigger star when he was in New Japan than when he came back to WWE. Big, strong, powerful guy. Michael Elgin is likely, it's very likely he's going to end up a way bigger star in Japan than he's been in America. Big, strong, powerful guy. It's very much like when you watch the Young Bucks. I'm not about to say that the Young Bucks never have great matches in Japan. I'd be out of my mind. But the match that they had last night would have translated significantly better in the U.S. It would have gotten over way bigger in PWG. It would have gotten over way bigger in Ring of Honor. And that's not to say that anything was good, bad, or indifferent. It's just some things work better in some places than others. And Michael Elgin looks like a guy who is tailor-made for New Japan more so than he is for Ring of Honor.
I absolutely agree with that. And again, it's just, The most impressive thing with him is, even if you were a fan of Michael Elgin, you had to go, okay, just because of how this tournament is set up, and it has been easier than the last couple of years, but, you know, this is a guy who put a lot of pressure on himself, may have put too much on himself the last couple of times New Japan has come over here to this country, and we all know about his frustrations with not being invited over there earlier, but people still weren't sure if he could go night after night and have that New Japan quote unquote, you know, special kind of match each time out. And he did that. And he did that against everybody, and he looked good against everybody, and then caps it off with that banger against Ishii. And, you know, no matter what any opinion you had about Michael Elgin going into it, you have got to give him his respect coming out of it.
I mean, really, I didn't hear Adam, and he did apologize, but
oh, there were a lot of guys.
I know, but come on, Michael Elgin and Ishii. You didn't think this could possibly be a good match? Big bulls just running into each other. I mean, how could it not be good?
A great sawed-off, mean guy, wide man beat-down battle. It was. If you haven't seen it, that's one you need to go out of your way to find.
Let's head to a break, everybody. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Tokyo Dome. We got a lot of WWE and UFC news later on today as well. No phone calls yet, so if you're desperately trying to call, stand by. We'll be picking those up a little bit later on here in the next 2 hours. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm being bombarded with people asking, why did you refer to the Stephen Amell match at SummerSlam as a mixed tag? Because I'm tired!
Well, it is a mixed tag.
It is a mixed tag. One of them is an actor. Hunter even said, you're not one of us. So, Mike, if I tag you as someone who's not one of us, that'd be a mixed tag.
Well, if you think about it, not only is Stephen Amell not a one of them, often week after week after week, in fact, Wade Barrett is not looked at as an equal on par to anyone either. So he kind of fits perfectly into that match.
Let's talk about this this main event last night. It was not too bad.
11 billion stars.
Hiroshi Tanahashi and Shinsuke Nakamura for the G1 finals. And a match, by the way, that I would say virtually everybody thought that Nakamura was going to win going in. And he didn't. Tanahashi won. And they're setting up Tanahashi and Okada at the Tokyo Dome. Provided that Tanahashi does not lose his G1 briefcase, which is much like the Money in the Bank briefcase, except that somebody can beat you for it. So they're either going to do a deal where, like, Nakamura beats him for the briefcase, or they're going to do the obvious storyline that Okada has never beaten Tanahashi at the Tokyo Dome, and now it's torch passing time. The match was unbelievable. Sometimes you see a match like the John Cena-Kevin Owens matches, where John Cena and Kevin Owens, especially in a third match, it was like they wrestled for 3 minutes and then they had 20 minutes of near falls and they kicked out of every move in the world. This match was a little bit better structured. They wrestled for about 15 minutes and then started kicking out of near falls. But it wasn't just kicking out of near falls, but it was a look of pain and frustration and anger. Nakamura's facial expressions every time Tanahashi kicked out of a Bomaye were unreal. This man, his world crashed around him every time this man kicked out of his move. It was devastating to him. And they worked this match like it was the epic battle to end all epic battles. Like, there will never be another wrestling match. This was the most epic struggle in the history of pro wrestling. And finally, Tanahashi, after, I believe, the sixth high fly flow at some point during the match, finally pinned the guy. I don't even want to say this, but I'm gonna. The only thing that I didn't like about this, and there was something, which was that they both were on their feet within about a minute of the match ending. I mean, the way they were selling in this match, I thought they'd both have to be stretchered out. And it is a very, 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 very minor nitpick because the match was so unbelievably awesome. I mean, you got to go out of your way to see this. And Mike, having seen a lot of great New Japan matches this year, was this the best one you've seen?
Yeah, I think it was. And I think it there are probably other ones that you watch with the Japanese announcing that maybe you like better or maybe comes across. The thing with this one is, I think people on Saturday morning when this show aired Eastern time in the States live on New Japan World, once Tanahashi won, there were a lot of people that went, okay, we see what they're doing here. You know, Nakamura, I think still if you stood on the outside or were a casual fan, you go, oh, Nakamura's probably going to win this thing. But as soon as Tanahashi won, it's like, okay, here we go. To the point where people started to push back. There was a certain segment of people that started to push back and didn't want to see Tanahashi Nakamura again and then go on and see Tanahashi Okada again. I'm the reverse of that because Okada he still has not gotten that Tokyo Dome victory and he has not gotten that spotlight because of Tanahashi, once beating him last year, which caused him to walk out of there in tears and just an emotional meltdown.
That was unbelievably great.
So, so great. And the year before that, his match with Tetsuya Naito for the world title was put in the back burner because of Tanahashi's popularity, and he and Nakamura faced off for the IC title in the main event. So he needed to get comeuppance. He needs to get comeuppance on Tanahashi. He needs to seal the deal. He needs to do it with Nakamura as well, too. but he's got to beat Tanahashi on the big stage, and then we'll really know that we are turning the page, and it will be all about Okada. Is it really right now anyway? Of course it is. But these storylines matter in New Japan, and Tanahashi and Nakamura. And there's a guy on Twitter, and Ikki Odi, and I would suggest everybody, and I'll tweet his name out there and what his handle is, because if
Odie
you
done.
He is so great because he lets you know what the announcers are talking about. And if you've watched Nakamura and Tanahashi for a long time, and there's not a lot of people who have for, you know, 10 years, you know, when Nakamura was the supernova, and this is, I mean, just a completely different time in New Japan. A lot of the things that they did early in their career, because you think about it, it's like these guys have wrestled a million times. They've had a million five-star matches. They've gone an hour. What more can they do? They hearkened back to every key moment in every key match that they've had in their history back to the very first match they had. Right back to the very first one. And with guys, with him, them kicking out of each other's moves and them hearkening back and the announcers explaining what was happening of how much these guys were going at it. It translates anyway, even if you didn't know that. Just by watching it, you could see these guys pulling out literally everything. And like you said, I'm surprised they got up so quickly because once they rang the bell and the match was over, those two laid there like they were dead and they could have laid there for a half hour and you would have believed it. That's how epic this match was. But with all of that all in, this was a generationally important match. This was, to me, it's not the bookend. They're going to continue to wrestle again down the line. This, to me, I don't know how they top it. This was the ultimate Nakamura-Tanahashi match, and it's almost just like the checkmate on, you know, those two guys being the Muda and Chono, or Hashimoto and Chono, however you want to look at it, guys in Japan of their generation. I mean,
Chono,
it was just,
and Muda, they were right there.
Yeah, I mean, just one huge exclamation point. And that fanfare afterwards with, you know, Chono being Mr. G1 and getting in there and having Muda on commentary, and just it was just New Japan is the best at doing things right now all around. You know, WWE puts on a bigger, you know, production and a bigger show and everything, but in ring they just can't do what those guys in New Japan do, and it was just an epic match.
Now let's talk about the second most important thing on the show, which, believe it or not, is not AJ Styles pinning the champion. Stuff like that happens all the time. Second most important thing on the show was right before intermission, when they brought out Tenryu, 65 years old. Tenryu wanted to know who his opponent was going to be for his retirement match coming up in November. And to cut to the chase, Tenryu's opponent for his final ever match is, in fact, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, Okada. What?
Hey, who else are you gonna? I would have, you know, Tanahashi.
Who else? Anybody?
Tanahashi. Well, Tanahashi makes the most sense. But look, you know, go out against the champion. You're gonna lose. It only helps Okada. It only helps Okada in the history books. You know, look what Tenryu's done for his profession and for many, many people. You know, for that gruff exterior, the fact that he's got lumps. If you hear him talk, it's like, you know, it's if sandpaper, you know, mixed with I don't know what it is, you know, that his voice sounds like a box of gravel. He's just this, you know, intense, scary figure who hit really hard and who's just a legend. And everybody's got nothing but great things to say about him. So why not send him out the way a great former IWGP champion and one of the most important pieces in their history, in the entire history of the company? Why not have him go out against Okada?
I'll tell you why.
I mean, why?
Because one of them is very, very athletic and very, very fast and very, very flashy. And the other one is virtually immobile. So wouldn't it make more sense to find another ground-based, doesn't even have to be an old guy, but even like a Minoru Suzuki, I think would be I think they'd have a hell of a match, those two guys. Match will be decent, but it just seems like with the age difference and the immobility of Tenryu, it seems like it's going to be a massive styles clash.
Yeah, but Yuji Nagata, I know, would be great. Hiroshi Tanahashi would be great. In fact, Tanahashi would probably be the best one. But you know what? It's okay. It's not like in the States or anything like that. I mean, Okada can carry Tenryu. And I fully believe that. Yeah, he's, to me, he knows how to work his height and work his speed and work his athleticism around other guys. We've seen him do it around everybody in New Japan. And yes, he's had a lot of great equals matches, but he's also faced off against everybody. And he's had to deal with Nakanishi, and he's had to deal with other guys. And I just, to me, I know, I fully believe that Okada can live up to his end of the deal. Would I have taken Tanahashi and have that make more sense? Sure, but I believe Okada getting the rub of this and being able to be in there, and Tenryu going out against the IWGP champion, you know, I guarantee you this will work out just fine.
All right, everybody, we're going to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment, and we will be taking your phone calls as well. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. That is 1-800-878-PLAY. I'll throw out all of the other numbers that are available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com as well. So back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hi, this is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. Rock and roll has always been a dangerous and exciting world to work in, and sometimes not everything goes quite as planned live on stage. Be it electrocution or being trapped in a giant lemon, or a general lack of risk assessment, live gigs can prove hazardous. To find out more about how Kiss, U2, ZZ Top, Metallica, and Slash gave us onstage mishap antics the music world will not soon forget, join me at focusonrock.com.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily and just added four-day deals in every department. Get amazing anniversary deals like a Fender Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. D'Addario acoustic guitar strings, three packs for $10, or EV vocal mics now just $29. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, you are. We are back here on the show, Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi. We're going to open up the phone line, start taking some phone calls here, and we'll get back to all of the news a little bit later on. We got a lot of people waiting around to talk to you, the listeners. So let's go to the Parts Unknown line. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Brian. This is Mark from Newfoundland, Canada.
Newfoundland, Canada. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm really parts unknown. I'm actually calling you on a satellite phone right now.
Those are expensive. Wow.
Yeah, well, the company's paying for it, so I don't care.
How much do they charge you a minute for those satellite phones?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
I said I'm going to call on the Wrestling Observer Live, as I've been a listener since 2005, so, and I really could have called the first-time callers line, too, by all rights. But I just want to call and tell you that you guys... I appreciate everything you guys do for us. Like you, I don't know, the best, you know, $10.99 I've ever spent in my life. Like 10 years I've been listening to you, and I work in the middle of the woods for 12 hours a day, and your shows are basically what get me through those 12 hours.
Wow, well, thank you.
I thank everyone on the site, everybody. I love you all. And is there any topics tonight?
Actually, I got a topic for you. I mean, what are you doing out in the woods for 12 hours? Are you hunting? Are you logging? Are you searching for Bigfoot?
I haven't seen Bigfoot yet, although I have been looking. I'm mostly just watching it for bears, kind of like Brian up in Alaska.
I could have used you about 2 weeks ago.
We're working on a big project here. I'm a paramedic up here. We just sit in the woods and make sure no one gets hurt, basically. So I do nothing most days.
Well, the lines are open, so whatever you want to talk about, the floor is yours.
I mostly just wanted to tell you that I appreciate everything you do and all the hard work you put in, and I just had a question about next year's WrestleMania, actually.
Sure.
I wanted to know if you knew any of the top matches or what they're planning on doing. I know they were looking at getting Ronda Rousey in, which is going to be, you know, hit and miss with Dana White. But are they still planning on doing Rock and Triple H, or what are they going to do there?
Well, Rock and Triple H, I would say, is pretty much close to done. The Ronda Rousey fight, if you had to ask me right now, is Ronda Rousey going to wrestle at WrestleMania this year? And you put a gun to my head. Believe it or not, I would say no. And it actually has nothing to do with Dana White. I think that her schedule this spring is not going to allow it. That's all I'll say about that. So I don't actually think she's working, but they'd love to have her. And who even knows? I mean, if everything goes as planned, I'm sure she can move heaven and earth and do the show or whatever. But my gut tells me she's not doing it, but the Rock is. And probably Undertaker and Brock again would be my guess, based on the SummerSlam match. There have been rumors. I will say that there have been rumors that they may do Undertaker Sting, which Vince has been very much against. But if you've been following WWE, you know that Vince can have his mind changed. And of course, if he has decided on that, his mind could be changed again by WrestleMania. So all of this stuff is very, very tentative. He had a card of the top seven matches in his head a couple of months ago. I don't know what everything was, but he apparently had a plan. So I think we'll probably get some ideas at SummerSlam.
Of course, that leaves out a bunch of the guys who were... from today's era, too, which, you know, you have Reigns and Rollins would probably make some sense, you know. Of course, will we still be seeing Randy Orton and Sheamus by that point?
Could. You know what? I think that here's my prediction. You ready for this? I think that on next Sunday at SummerSlam, when it's over, I think we're going to know if they're going to do Undertaker versus Brock, or if they're going to do Undertaker versus Sting. I think we're going to know next Sunday for WrestleMania.
Well, I guess we'll find out. I mean, I still think, to me, if you're going to do, and I like the idea of Undertaker and Sting, if Sting has got to get some wins here going into this, because I don't know if you're not going to have the Undertaker lose twice at WrestleMania. Certainly not at this WrestleMania, I wouldn't think. So if you're going to do Sting, Sting's got to have something, you know, because maybe he doesn't care, but coming over and losing repeatedly, even if he gets a win in a six-man or however.
Well,
it's
that's probably
work.
What it would be. September, he would get the pin on Bray Wyatt or one of the other Wyatt family.
And does he then again? But then does he face Bray Wyatt later at like a Royal Rumble or something like that? To me, he's got to wrestle somebody one or two times in the meantime. Most certainly at Royal Rumble, because he's got to have something going into that match with the Undertaker then. And I don't think a win over Bray Wyatt the Survivor Series is enough.
Well, at the end of the day, he's Sting. And, I mean, some people are going to disagree with this, but honest to God, if Sting didn't wrestle one single match between now and WrestleMania, I still think people are going to care a lot about Undertaker and Sting. Just because it's never been done. It's two guys kind of with the same gimmick, kind of, sort of. Not really, but you know what I mean? So
They're both gimmicks.
Yeah, they're both very much... One's a vigilante. One guy's dead. By the way, David here says, have you experienced any buffering issues with the WWE Network recently? Seems lately the streaming is downright awful. Funny you should ask, David.
Uh-oh, remember FCC violations, Brian.
I have never had one single solitary buffering issue with a pay-per-view. I've never had one single solitary buffering issue with a live stream, in the sense that when they do Beast in the East, actually I didn't watch that live, but I've never had I didn't have a problem with that either. Never have a problem with NXT, but when I go back into that archive and I try to watch Nitro, it is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. Now, I don't have the world's greatest internet. I don't have 100-100 like Mike has. I got 35-35. But 35-35 should still be good enough to not have any issues. And again, I never have any issues with the pay-per-views. So there has to be, in my opinion, a bandwidth allocation issue. In the sense that they allocate a lot of bandwidth for the pay-per-views and for the shows like NXT that people are watching every week. But for the stuff in the archive, they're allocating very, very little. And so it is a nightmare to watch it. I've heard people say they've tried to watch old Nitros, they've tried to watch old pay-per-views, they've tried to watch old TV, and they always have these buffering issues. And without violating the FCC indecency laws, I will say that I would really like if they allocated some of the money that they're allocating to, for example, Jerry Springer, and use that to bump the bandwidth up for some of those archived shows. Because I realize that some people do watch Jerry Springer, but I never hear anybody talking about it. It's not like one single solitary person is going to quit the network because the Jerry Springer show has been canceled. Now, I don't think a lot of people are going to quit because of the bandwidth issues on some of the older shows, but it is very, very frustrating as a viewer to have to sit through that. So I would much rather they allocated some money to that as opposed to some of these stupid shows that nobody's watching.
I'd be all for that. Again, I haven't had the same problems that a lot of other people have had. Very spotty with the Apple TV as far as having problems. Usually, if I have any problems at all, it's actually streaming it on my computer is where I have the most issues. But anything else, I seem to be okay. But then again, I also don't go deep in the archives anymore because most of the stuff that's there, I don't want to see or I already have. So it does, you know, if they're cutting back and they obviously went way, they started this thing with spending a lot of money and a lot of money they, I guess, regret spending now or in places that they regret spending it. It does not bode well, and it's not like things are good right now anyway, but it certainly doesn't bode well in the future for them adding up anything that they don't need to, which would be old Madison Square Garden shows and old Mid-Atlantics and old Georgia Championships and a lot of the things that people like me would really like to see up on there. If they're cutting back on allocation on bandwidth or if that's one of the issues, we'll never see it up there.
Let's go to Paul. Paul, you are on the air. What's going on?
Oh, hi there. I'm right now watching a replay of last night's G1 climax on New Japan World, but what I'd like to talk about is another show that I caught earlier this week. I finally got around watching the Journey into Chikara show, which streams each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on their YouTube channel. And obviously this is in the same class as the New Japan show, but it's a very easy-to-watch show. It's fairly brief. and it has some very cool production values. And this week, we had a very fun match with Amasus and John Francesco de Coronado. But what really impressed me about this was the quality of the color commentary, because Mike Quackenbush and Leonard F. Carson, you got all these wacky, larger-than-life characters, but they play it extremely straight. And I think that really adds to the quality of the product.
Why don't you give that a plug one more time where people can check it out?
Okay. Well, if you just search in Chikara on YouTube, it'll come in. It streams live every Saturday at 7 p.m. And there is a replay on a Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I love when people call and they hear commentary, and it is good commentary. I think that people are so used to the terrible commentary on Raw that pretty much anything will be a vast improvement. But I'm sure I've had Mike and Quackenbush on the show many times, and I believe Leonard Carson as well, and I'm sure they're very good. Let's go to Ryan in Cumberland. Ryan, what's up?
I want to talk about something I saw last night. EC3 defended the TNA championship outside of TNA wrestling for, well, I think, the first time.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Okay, it was Vicious Outcast Wrestling. He defended against Andrew Pallas, and it took him about 11 minutes, and he appeared to turn babyface after the match as he shook Andrew Pallas' hand and even gave him a hug. I guess we're lucky we even saw the match because Super Oprah ruined the ring about the third match in, running the ropes.
Super Oprah broke the ring?
Yes. She also flirted with EC3, and EC3 seemed to like it because he, like, did stuff with his eyebrows, like the people's eyebrow, like The Rock does. So I think he was a little bit excited when Super Oprah was.
That is a good indication that he liked this. Do you think, Ryan, that Super Oprah may end up on Impact as a result of this performance and flirting with EC3?
I don't know. He might put a good word in for Dixie Carter. You never know, since that's his auntie.
You're right. That is, in fact, his aunt. I want to thank you very much for the call, Ryan. Super Oprah breaking the ring last night in breaking news. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on the air. Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. Just had a couple of things. Well, first of all, Brian, I love your weeping gimmick on the BMV show. It's very convincing. And then,
thank you. We're very hard on that.
And then what I really had is that listening to the Jericho podcast and with New Day and Vince is completely out of touch. They explained, like, the original gimmick and wasn't no way it was going to get over, so they just, you know, went over the top with it. They knew we were going to end up heels anyway.
You mean new coat of paint?
Exactly. Like, so they kind of, like, played Vince to a certain degree. Like, you know, they kind of, like, gamed him. They knew where it's going to end up. And then the biggest thing is, like, he called Woods Zeke for, like, months, and that's not his real name or his work name. Like, you know, you think he would know the name of his employees. So,
you know what's funny? I want to thank you very much for the call. You know what's funny about that is I don't know what it is, but I always forget Xavier Woods' name. Always. Like, I never forget Big E's name. I never forget Kofi's name. I don't know if it's because I don't have anybody in my life that I've ever met named Xavier. I don't know if it's because I just associate him with Consequences Creed. I don't know what it is, but I always forget his name. We're going to head to a break. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a long break coming up here, so we'll take phone calls after the top of the second hour. I got a couple of notes here. Had one person emailing me regarding the buffering issues, and they note, my internet is a 50 down, 25 up. And I've had buffering with Nitro as well. Not a nightmare, but it often goes very low quality for extended periods of time. And we also had somebody here on Twitter that said, lots of buffering issues with archived stuff. Live streams are generally fine, and the time of day affects it a bit too, I have noticed. So certainly there's plenty of people that are having this issue with some of the older shows. Again, as noted, it doesn't seem to be a big deal with the live events. Every time I go online and during the pay-per-views, there's a million people on Twitter talking about how the show is unviewable to them. I've never, ever had that problem. And obviously, there are always going to be cases where the issue is on your end and not WWE's end. But as a viewer, when I have no problems ever with the pay-per-views and constant weekly problems with Nitro, that to me suggests the problem is probably not on my end for those Nitros, because I don't have a problem any other time. And I never have issues with Hulu. I never have issues with Netflix. I had zero issues last night. I was, believe it or not, I streamed New Japan World on my phone to my TV via AirPlay. I had no problems all night long. It was perfect. But anyway, we're going to head to a break. We'll be back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.